email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Dara O'Brien, good afternoon.
How are you, Ray? You well?
You're on the radio now. We're the original influencers, according to the ad.
Apparently, it's a direct message. It's a direct message into people's brains.
So yeah. There you go. Who would have thought it?
Radio? I've never thought of it. Wow, what an exciting new medium.
I used to argue with people when Twitter came out first that, but that's radio. We do it all the time. You know, we say something and people react. That's what radio
finally
is.
Finally, people caught up with your philosophy on this,
yeah,
Ray.
Yeah.
Can I introduce a note of peril into this interview?
Go on.
I'm waiting for a freezer to be delivered.
Oh, brilliant. I've
been waiting all day for the freezer to be delivered, and I know these 10 minutes is when the freezer will be delivered, and the 11-year-old is currently having to look after this, and I do not want to know what situation freezer will be in.
Look, if you don't mind, if the man does arrive, just put us on to your 11-year-old and we chat to them while you're organising the freezer.
Yeah. It'll be better than whatever. They'll fob them off and, oh, no, we just leave the freezer in the street. We leave the freezer in the street, they'll say, and they'll walk off.
Will they take your old one?
No. This is an addendum. We only have kind of a small one that works for the family, but we're getting a puppy. We're getting a puppy, so we need a freezer to apparently.
So this is one you can store a body in, is it?
Essentially, yeah. Yes. If we get tired of the puppy, yes, that's exactly it. This is my alibi that I'm sure he's on the radio talking about the freezer.
Yes.
I can't have got the freezer to murder my wife with. This is madness.
Why would I say it so publicly if that was my plan?
It'd be ridiculous. Yes. It'd be ridiculous. Why would I do that? You know, everyone would be looking at me in exactly this situation. No, it's honestly.
I know from past chats with you that you get very excited at the thoughts of a delivery.
Well, ding dong, somebody's at the door, a present. It's very, very true. But this one is, it's a freezer, it's a standing freezer. It's not that exciting.
We're
only getting it because we're getting a puppy.
Oh, great.
It was genuinely exciting, I suppose.
Yes, yeah.
But I'm going to put a little asterisk on that one. So we need more space for a puppy base.
Is this the first time you've had a pet in the house?
No, we've had cats, and we have a one-eyed cat, we have a two-eyed cat.
Okay.
We have a tortoise, we have all sorts of things. But the puppy has finally, yes.
Right. Dogs are different. People have probably told you that. Yes, yeah.
They have told me that, yeah.
Now, just for example, last night, so Jenny was up at 3:30, I was up at 5:30, and Jenny was up again at 6:15 with the dog.
Oh, with the dog.
Yeah. And this is a mature dog who you would think is trained and all that sort of thing. But it's summer, you see, and the dogs wake up when the magpies wake up, and the magpies wake up at around, I don't know, 3:30, 4:00. Yeah.
I honestly thought I got past the phase of that.
You didn't think it through, did you?
No. Jesus Christ. Well, look, there's always a freezer there for the dog.
This sounds like the beginning of a joke, but you have a new podcast.
I do have a new podcast. Yes, I do. It's on Audible, and it's essentially a panel show. It's called Time Wasters. And it is about, basically, it's me and a couple of comedians most of the time. And we go through what are the things that you've wasted most time on in either small chunks of time, medium chunks of time, or like months and years of your life.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And the joy of it is because we do that, obviously comedians are able to tell you a million things that they find irritating. That's kind of what we do about this little thing. Why do I do this? Why do I have this terrible habit? But we found that once you say to them, what have you wasted years on? Suddenly it gets a lot more reflective. You're there going, oh my God. Somebody will go, well, my relationship, broke up and I didn't get another relationship, but I thought they knew it. And you're going, oh, I wasn't expecting this. Okay, this is a dramatic change in tone.
So it starts off with little irritants apps or something like that.
Why do I spend so much time on Twitter? Why do I spend so much time on, whatever, these kind of things is ridiculous. Why do I spend so much time stopping movies I'm watching in order to find out the name of the actor in the scene that I'm seeing, whose name I can't remember.
That's a good one, right? Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Is that your time wasting?
No. None of my time is wasted, Ray.
None.
It's part of the rich tapestry. The rich tapestry of life and all.
It's a well-rehearsed answer, but not great.
Thank you. I'll come up with something for the rest of the press run.
I was thinking today, this is a thing that left over from my youth, but I was coming into work today. It's a really nice day here in Dublin. Short sleeves for the first time coming into the office, and I thought I better match them up with runners, right? And I have these bright blue runners that I only wear on holidays. And I put them on, but I knew I wasn't going to wear them into the office. They were just too, you know, they were too noticeable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a waste of time. I knew before I tried them on and looked in the mirror that I wasn't going to wear them. And I do that constantly. You know, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to look different. One day you're suddenly going to look different. It's all going to match. It's all going to work.
Probably the most of my time is the pause I spend when I say to my wife, what should I wear? She's like, goes, in 20 years, I've never suggested what coat or jacket you should wear. Stop asking me, what coat should I wear? What jacket should I wear? We'll just buy a number of jackets of different tog and just wear the one in terms of the...
Is that you? So you have a uniform nearly, do you? Do you have a uniform?
No, I'm not quite, but I should, because I do go, I stand at the door going, is this going to be good? Or am I going to regret not having it? Or will I regret having it?
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time doing that. I spend a lot of time just weighing up the... Can this jacket be wrapped around my waist if it becomes too warm? Or will I be... Will I feel like, the sharp tug of the cold if I don't wear it? Yeah, I do that a lot. But yeah.
Now, I'm surprised that you haven't had a podcast before this, Dara, but you've been on numerous, but you just...
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Why now?
Well, interesting, because I think this is much more like doing a panel show. It's much more like a format that we're doing, so it feels a bit more like doing
Mock the Week. Yeah.
But whereas any of the other ones where you go, right, well, here's a passion I want to talk about, I've watched all that whole world explode and gone, Jesus, if I had 200 of them already in the can, it would feel like I could now step into this world. But I feel like it might be, you know, there's so many of these ones where people go, well, I've interviewed a million people about what their favorite, things like is, or what their, you know, and or the five things they would bring with them to. And you kind of go, oh my God, I can't enter this market now of all things. So this is a slightly different thing where it's a very much a format show. Right. So it's like a piece of rather than the long interviews.
Which brings us nicely on to Mock the Week, which was rested, I suppose.
God rest its soul.
Was it axed or rested?
It was canned. It was canned because they ran out of money. They ran out of money, but they were not in a shiny floor studio show kind of world anymore. So they wanted to put it into drama, and it's TV slightly different now. And they just have less money, so it went. Interestingly, we've not even got to the bit where we would be doing another one yet from when they announced the last one. So we'd only be doing another Mock Week next month.
Oh, I see.
So I've actually had no sense of loss at all, to be honest. It's got me gigging all the time. So it's not really been a thing.
But the streamers are making shiny floor things, aren't they? And is there an American version of it? And where did it originate? Who owns it?
The American version of Mock the Week, yeah, it's the same producers who are doing it. And so they went over to do one there. And the man kindly rang me, the producer Dan, rang me and said, yeah, we won't be. And I said, yeah, of course you won't be. Use me for the American version, but that's absolutely fine. So, and also, because people go, you should bring it back. And I go, we said goodbye for 8 weeks. Then we did one in tuxedos where we did a compilation with We'll Meet Again by Vera Lynn over like a slow motion. We can't come back.
Yeah, you meant it.
We had both hands on the teat. I mean, we properly took every bit of emotion out of that thing. You can't then turn back. Like Neighbours turn around 3 months later and go, oh yeah, we're back. Remember that? That was kind of funny.
But the only thing I'll say to you is that it's obviously a different world, and that maybe if the American version of Mock the Week is successful, then they might want to do a UK version.
They might, in that context. Look, if they did that, they'd come to me and I'll see what the story is.
Yes.
But you know, I have a kind of an element of I wouldn't want to do a bad version of it. I wouldn't want a cheap version of it. It ended very nicely.
Okay.
So nice memories. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now, I don't need to chase it.
Before we leave television, your name was bandied about when they were talking about the replacement for Ryan Tuberty.
Look, I'm very excited. I put my CV in, and I'm just waiting for the call. So I know that there'll be questions. They'll go, after the panel, you disappeared for 17 years, and I've got to go, I went travelling, and hope that they'll go with that. So fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Could be my big chance.
Was there a call put in, or is it
No, there never was. I mean, years ago they asked me to do one of the chat shows years ago, but around the time whatever transition was happening, possibly a little bit after Ryan was coming in, maybe Saturday night or something like that. Yeah. I got asked. My interest was tested in that, but I have gone so far into just doing live into tours, and so for me it would be a straight of if I did this. That'd be 40 nights, Friday nights I couldn't spend in theatres.
Yes.
And I'm so far down that road now that I wouldn't give them up for the world. Like the, yeah. It was always in a, would you do 40 Late Nights or 40 Vicar Streets? And I'd absolutely never give up the 40 Vicar Streets. So the, and that's you know, it. Maybe there might be a point where I'll do a bit more broadcasting if I get tired of the travel and everything involved, but it really felt like you get one shot at this to really go for it. And I, you know, went for it as much as I could on the live. I fancy that.
You're a contemporary of Paddy Kilty's or Patrick Kilty, whichever.
He would have been a little bit ahead of us. Like whatever. And so I played support to him, I think, in somewhere in the north, somewhere very Protestant, north of Belfast, and Banbridge, I think. And it's kind of funny, I went up and did a support gig for him once because he exploded big when the Empire. We started, and then there was The Empire Laughs Back, which is the television version of it. Like, and so he became quite a cult figure because of that. That was what hit him, but that was when we were only just starting off. So he was a little bit ahead of us, and then went over to the UK when we were just all still here. Yeah. So yeah, I'm not sure exactly his appear in that regard, in the same way that we didn't do a lot of gigs together.
No, because already they're asking questions. They, as in the people in the newspapers who have to fill pages, can he possibly commute from London, and will he have his finger on the pulse of the Irish nation, and is that important if you're going to present the Late Late Show? You did the panel from London, you did it in Dublin, but we recorded,
I remember that, and there's two parts to that. The first part is when we started, I literally, and in the typical RTE style, I've been talking to RTE for years, going, any chance of something, it's fine. And I moved to London, bought a flat, installed a phone, and the same day I got a phone call from RT going, we'd love to do the panel with you. So it was like, my memory of it, I just literally plugged into the wall and it rang, and it was RT going, come back to Ireland. Yeah, the panel. So we always did a flying over with me and Ed and Maxwell and Colin coming down from Belfast, and Neil was the only one who was actually in the country at all.
Yeah.
That did, after a while, I found that a bit strange because we were topically discussing the news. And we weren't there for the news, right? And so, but I'm not sure if that applies as much in the Late Late Show. And also, Paddy's very bright. He'll be fine. He's coming at it from a different direction as well and doing a very different thing. But I did find, I mean, the story I've told is we had Tom Dunn on once, and he was doing an impersonation of the guy who did The Apprentice, did the Penny Apples.
Bill Cullen.
And everyone's laughing, and I had a smile on my face, and you can see me with this rictus smile of going, is this accurate? This impersonation of Bill Cullen.
You have no idea who Bill Cullen is or what the reference is.
I sort of heard the name, but I don't know. Does he speak in that way? I don't know. I'm like, ha-ha, well done. Yeah. And I found that for me wasn't. But then we were doing the news, like whatever. So we did feel, I mean, like Ireland, look, you are a feisty mistress, Ireland. You don't want people to come in and patronise you, but I don't think Patrick's going to do that. I don't think Paddy's going to do that by any stretch of imagination. It is, you know, I'd be aware of it.
You've been on it so many times. It's a big beast, isn't it, the Late Late Show?
It is. I know it is. And I think you can loosen the reins, and it may be more than it has. But it still performs its incredible service. And I think he'll be able to be loose with this, you know, and it won't throw him too much, like whatever. But what is interesting is there's two things that usually irritate me. My name does get occasionally mentioned, and only in tandem with betting companies, which I don't particularly enjoy. That's the one thing I find irritating, because it's always in somebody's press release from a betting company, and that's not a particular world I'm fond of. But there is a whole thing of. What was the thing I was going to say other than that? That would have been a big serious point. There is that gear change, and it's kind of funny to have people when they discuss you going, but he's never done serious. He wouldn't know how to handle serious. I am incapable of having
serious conversation, yes.
All I can do is, I'm just standing there listening to some poor woman talking about loss, and I've got a custard pie in my hand going, when is the right time? When is the right time to plant the custard pie? It's weird. People need to see that other side of you.
Yes, they do. And Paddy has shown that side of himself.
Of course.
He doesn't have to prove that side of himself. So anyway, we wish him well. I was going to say you have a new king, but you know,
it's an interesting term. I'm still exactly how I'd say.
But do you? You live over there, and there is a new king. He's over here at the moment, I think. Yeah.
Oh, is he? Well, actually, weird. The one thing I'd always say to him, because I met him once when he was merely Prince Charles rather than King Prince Charles.
Yes. And, no, just King Charles, not King Prince Charles.
No, King Prince Charles. He'll always be King Prince Charles. You can't dump the entire name. Prince Charles. He was at an Irish embassy thing that kind of like, it was when I was, you know, when the government asked me to form espionage on, you know, I don't want to go on about it, but like I had to represent Ireland at a London embassy once. And they were there and we met them and they said they at that point had gone to 19 different counties and were slowly working on it. I said, well, he said, where are you from? I said, Wicklow. I said, oh, we're hoping to get to Wicklow soon.
They've been to Wicklow, yeah.
They have, because I got a phone call about 3 weeks later going, we were having a guest in Wicklow, would you like to come? I said, yeah, I know who it is. It's King Prince Charles. But I won't be able to make it. So quietly, he's really into Ireland, and is ticking off. And so if he's over again, presumably this collector's thing, he seems to be ready to get, he wants to get all 32. So he's gone to, he must be in the mid-20s now.
There's a room in Buckingham Palace with all the jerseys, all the county colours.
Well, like that bit in Dublin Airport where you walk to customs, they're all framed up like whatever. There's one corridor. Yeah. I get one each time.
He's been in the north 41 times, which is probably more than most people in the Republic.
Oh, look, and there are people discussing the issue of the north who've not been down. I'm now going, okay, I must have done 41 gigs in Northern Ireland. I have.
Yeah,
But I don't think I've ever been to Leitrim. You know, that's, you know, there's still places that remain a mystery to me. A lot of time in
Monaghan. Have you never been to Leitrim?
Of course I've been to Leitrim.
Which I've never done a gig in Leitrim. Okay.
No. I don't think I've done a gig in Leitrim.
The reason I ask this is because on my work all those years ago on Blackboard Jungle, I discovered that Irish geography, we're very poor at it. We're very poor at it, you know. Like, I remember I had to ask the question, what county is Listowel in, 6 times before I got a correct answer.
And the Listowel would be quite notable.
Yes,
you know?
I know. You would think.
Yeah.
But we're just not good on our own geography. I don't know.
Occasionally have to go, hang on, one of the 6 and one of the 9 and one of the 5.
Yes.
And the GA does help in that, whatever. By the way, in all this discussion about the North and, you know, anything, sit anyone from the Republic down and go, right, draw all the 6 counties of the North, just roughly, where are the 6 counties of the North? That would be a fun game. I think you'd find very quickly, people go, I know Fermanagh is here, is it? So I have a rough kind of benchmark of how I know which ones are at the top and which ones are at the bottom, but I would imagine. I'd like to think people listening to this right now are getting a piece of paper.
They probably won't, because the failure is imminent. So Time Wasters is the new, and it's an Audible original.
Yes, it is.
I went on today and I'm an unpaying Audible person, and they're giving me a month free to listen to you. And then after that, I can cancel or they'll take money out of my account.
Take the month. Listen to me, to John Ronson, listen to Alan Partridge. You're done. You've had a good month there.
And Ed's there, Ed, as you mentioned, Ed Byrne and Deirdre O'Kane.
Ed comes in, Deirdre O'Kane's in, absolutely. Oh, look, I don't do these things without bringing a few friends in from over here, for God's sake.
So it's not the cabinet freezer. It's like a fridge, is it?
I think it is one of the cabinet ones. You'd find they send you out to.
So it is like a coffin then.
Essentially, yeah. But I'm presuming it's not going to be so big. I mean, how much does a dog eat?
What type of dog are you getting?
Retriever, golden retriever.
Oh yeah, we have a golden retriever. He's the guy who was up 3 times last night. Oh, just for your information. Yes.
Jesus, I don't need to hear this.
He went missing. I was out for a run walk this morning around UCD, and the fecker went missing for 10 minutes. I thought he was gone. I wasn't too upset at the time, but no, I would have been very upset, obviously. After being woken up 3 times. Anyway, that's all ahead of you. It's brilliant.
Great. Thanks, Ray.
It's not too late to change your mind, or is it?
I think it might be difficult now because yes, I think okay. the rest of the family have kind of got into the idea, and now we own a freezer. We own a freezer especially.
Okay.
It puts me in the freezer. I'm the one who ends up in the freezer.
I don't know what the freezer's for. It's for what? For frozen? For his? For meat? Or
for meat? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right. He's going to be the best fed golden retriever in London. Okay.
Look, I'm sure some people would say that's the wrong thing to do. I don't care. Do not care. Don't come to me with this information right now.
Now, time wasters, beat this one for a waste of time. My wife used to fill and boil the kettle before we went out somewhere. We could be out for hours, but she insisted it would save time when we got back. There you see.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, that is. And it's Irish. That's great, yeah. Thanks for that. Any more time wasting, and we'll pass them on to Darren. He can use them in his next time wasting.
Be delighted to know.
Okay, we let you off. The man could be ringing the doorbell there with your freezer.
It could be RT finally ringing him at the late night. It's who knows who's going to be contacting.
Good luck, Darren. Great talking to you.
Good luck. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.